for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good morning. Thanks for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. This is Keisha on the recorded line. How may I help today?
Hi, my name is Shingle. I am calling from Family First Care. And I'd like to speak to the service coordinator.
Okay, sure. You say your name was Christina?
No, Shindel. S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
S-C-H-A-N-D-I-L?
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Okay, and you're with First Choice?
Family First.
Okay.
Home Care.
All right. And Shindel, what's your tax ID?
Tax ID is 822-843-555.
And your phone number?
267-551-7427.
Thank you. Okay. And the member's date of birth?
Date of birth is 9/2/49.
Okay, their name?
Their name is Catherine Brand.
All right, and what is her address and phone number?
Address is 1514 West Marshall Street in Norristown, 19403. Phone number is 610-306-1111.
We have a different phone number. I'm not showing.
You have
that
a different
one.
That's for the daughter, Star. I think that's the only number they provided.
Okay, so you don't have another one for her.
When she originally called, it was she only provided her daughter's number.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
You see the daughter Star in file?
I couldn't answer that. Do you have her member ID?
I have the Medicaid ID.
Uh-huh. And what's that number?
Yeah, that's 0012-361051.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have an authorization for this member?
No, so they're in the process of transferring over the hours to our agency, so that's what we're waiting for. So
okay.
The service coordinator, she said it will be the start of care 128, which is tomorrow, but we still haven't received the authorization, so I'm checking on it.
Okay.
Also, is there a direct number to the service coordinator?
There's not. I'm sorry. No.
No?
You always have to call in here to the hub.
Oh. So what's the name of it? Who's the service coordinator?
Her name is Elisa. Let me see if she's available. Elisa Bridges. Do you mind if I place you on hold for a moment?
So Elisa's A-L-I-S-A?
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you could see if she's available, that would be good.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Mandel?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thanks so much for holding. She didn't respond, so she must be busy assisting another participant. I'll have to send her a message, and then she'll call you back to follow up regarding the authorization within 2 business days.
Okay. Okay, so you can also maybe include a message. Maybe if I don't answer, she can also text me with an update.
I'm not sure if she texts. I can put that in there, in the message.
Because many times they call back and they don't, they just leave a voicemail to call back, but then I don't have a direct number to call back, and I have to call again the main number.
Right, they don't have direct
if
numbers.
If they leave something, some information in the voicemail, that would be great, or a text.
Okay, yeah, I can tell her. She can leave a detailed message on that number you gave, 267-221-7427.
Mm-hmm. It's 267, yeah.
Yes, 267-221-7427.
No, 551. 267-551-7427.
Okay. All right, and that number she can also text if she's able to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I will let her know, but no service coordinator has a direct number.
Okay.
They don't do that, but I can leave that in the message, and then she can follow up with you.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll be waiting for a call back.
All right. Well, thanks for calling UPMC. You have a great day.
You too.